you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the two-part series titled, He Must Increase.
And a lot of times we resist, I'm talking about Christians, we resist Christ's increase in our life. The word will bring the increase, doing things the way God said do them, studying, reading, meditating, making, living, agreeing with, obeying, doing the word will bring Christ's increase in your life, but we resist it by not feeling that's that important. It's not important as watching my favorite show. But you gotta think of what this really is. That's where you're letting Christ increase. Now, did I say turn off TV? No. If you don't have a problem with it, I'd say turn it off. But I'm saying if you don't have time to do the things of God or to grow in the Word or develop the Word because of TV, then turn it off. I mean, good grief. Jesus said if your eye offends you, pluck it out. I mean, if the TV's messing with a problem, don't pluck out your eyes. Keep your eyes and read the Bible. Just turn it off. don't go that far. Because we'd have to pray for your eyeballs to be put back in your head. We don't want to go that far. But you see what I'm saying? What he's saying is that you have to realize there will be that surrendering and that giving up of yourself. There will be that putting the flesh desires under and letting the spirit man grow through. Because it's only the spirit man that's going to give Christ the glory of having increased in your life. His increase in your life is directly proportional to your developing in your spirit. If you have a weak spirit because you don't feed it, you don't go to a good church that teaches the word, you don't spend time in the word, you don't hear the word, your spirit will be weak and you have a hard time overcoming your habits that you know you don't want to do. You have a very difficult time. Now you go on. We go on here and it says that he must increase, but I must decrease. Now the basic preposition here of today's message is that we have to decrease in our own selfishness. We have to decrease in our own selfishness and our own self-seeking in order that Jesus may increase in us, therefore increase in the earth. We have to decrease. We have to accept that. And a lot of us haven't by our actions. In our mouth, we say, yeah, I got born again. The fact that you got born again is not increased Jesus. We're talking about after you're born again, then you start to increase Jesus by decreasing your desires. Now, I hear people say things like, well, you know, I always dreamed it was going to be like this. Who dreamed that? Me. I always dreamed. I always dreamed by the time I reached 30, I'd have this, that, and the other. As though they lost something. You know, I'm just left serving God. Now I'm doing what God said, do. I always dreamed it'd be like this. See, because anybody, you stop and think, some of you had higher visions than where you are right now. And it's not God's fault that you aren't higher, but you might have had a dream as a child before you were born again of something that's totally unrelated. Now, most things are deep within the hearts of children is actually what God's called them to do. So usually if you go back to what you get in touch with God, he'll call you something you want to do. He won't call you to do anything you don't want to do. If you don't want to go live on a foreign field, God's not going to call you to be a missionary. He would have already had desire in there. He won't call you to be a missionary in the backwoods of Australia or the jungles of Africa if you don't want to do that. He's already put desire in your heart for what he's called you to do. The desire is already there. But you might say, oh, I want to be a fireman. Then all of a sudden you realize the call to the ministry and you're like, yeah, if I was a fireman now, I'd be making about $50,000 to $100,000 a year. Oh, yeah, I'd be the one driving. You see, if you're like that, you have not died to yourself. And that's interrupting Jesus growing because you're not accepting him in your life. You're saying, yeah, but Jesus, I know it's costing me all this. It's not costing you to let Jesus increase. It's pain. John the Baptist understood that we have to be humble and give glory to Jesus and magnify his ministry. We have to think as an ambassador. I am not my own. I do not speak what I want. I speak what God wants. And Jesus, being the fair person he is not asking anything of us that was not asked of him. When he came down, he says, I do what I see my father do. I say what I hear my father say. He said when he was going to the cross, not my will, not to go to the cross, but thy will for me to go to the cross, Father, be done. He's not asking anything of us because he's God and he's asking that and he doesn't understand what it's like. He had to submit to the will of the Father. And God, thank God, I've not had to resist the devil up until death to the point of the cross. Whereas Jesus had a decision of, are you going to obey the Father and do his will? Or are you going to say, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. I'll go to the cross. Or are you going to say, look, let me call some legions down out of heaven. I'm getting out of here. This is a bum deal. But forget these people. I'll create some new ones. The Father and I can get some new people. Forget this world. No, he did the will of the Father anyway. He let the Father's life increase in him. And what, I mean, look at the great status that he has and that he had. Look at the great anointing that he has and that he had. That anointing is available to you. Greater anointing than we have, but it's not going to happen unless we let him increase.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Or are you going to say, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. I'll go to the cross. Or are you going to say, look, let me call some legions down out of heaven. I'm getting out of here. This is a bum deal. But forget these people. I'll create some new ones. The Father and I can get some new people. Forget this world. No, he did the will of the Father anyway. He let the Father's life increase in him. And what, I mean, look at the great status that he has and that he had. Look at the great anointing that he has and that he had. That anointing is available to you. Amen. Greater anointing than we have, but it's not going to happen unless we let him increase. We have to stop putting the gate up to say, okay, God, you can go this far, but not any further. Okay, God, you can go that far, but not any further. We need to just say, I'm yours. Your word says do it, I'm on my way. Your word says say it, I'm saying it. Your word says believe it, I'm believing it. Your word says lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. I'm laying hands on them, God, you recover them. It's an openness. But too often what happens is we sinfully seek to increase above Jesus. Doesn't that sound bad? That we sinfully seek to increase above Jesus. It sounds good when we don't put it in words, doesn't it? It's okay. It's just the way things are. But we are sinfully seeking to increase above Jesus. I know that I've given my life to you, God, but you know, I want to take back 50% of it, the control. Because, oh, no, I want to use your life. Didn't you give it to me? I want to use it so you can minister. I want to use it so I can fill you with anointing. I want to use it so I can heal you. I want to use it so that I died and gave my life for you. Now you gave me yours. I want to live through you. Yeah, but you know, Jesus, you know, that was kind of a bum deal. I didn't mean to give you all of it. Or I'm not going to give you the rest of it, and we start taking it back. And you remember they talk about he who draws his hands back from the plow is not worthy. I really think it's these type of minute differences like this. Not letting Jesus increase is what's going to say many you thought would be there will not be there. And many you thought would not be there will be there in heaven. Because on the surface, you say, well, they went to church, they're Christians, they're going to be there. But I really think when they say many who thought they would go be there would not be there, I don't think they're talking about sinners, because a lot of sinners say there is no heaven. You know, they're not thinking they're going to be there at all. They're like, we're going to be dead in the grave. So where are we going to be? Dead. That's what they're thinking. But you've got believers, so they think, who think they're going to be there. And I think these are the kind of things that's going to delineate it. Did you really let Christ, did you really give your life to God? I'm not talking about what you confess out of your mouth. And I'm not talking about one time you believed in your heart. Because giving your life to Christ is a daily thing. It's a daily, so it's not like I gave my life to the Lord. Well, why don't you have the rest of it? And as soon as it got inconvenient, I took it back. But when you take it back, you're on your way. And it's not to heaven. Because you got to give it to him and leave it in his hands. That's called trusting him. I trust you to guide, direct, lead, and make straight my path. I trust in the Lord with all my heart. I lean not unto my own understanding, but in all my ways I acknowledge thee. I acknowledge thee in all. These are absolutes. All my ways. Although we don't mean to take our life back from Christ, nonetheless, we do it. Now, Paul said, let's look at Romans 7 real quick. Romans 7, verse 15 and 16. Romans 7, verse 15 and 16. Paul says, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now focus on verse 15. I'm going to read that out of Amplified Bible to make sure you're getting the gist of what's being said. For I do not understand my own actions. I'm baffled. I'm bewildered. I do not practice or accomplish what I wish, but I do the very thing that I loathe, which my moral instinct condemns. Now, if I do habitually what is contrary to my desire, that means that I acknowledge and agree that the law is good, moral, and excellent, and that I take sides with it. Now, let's look at this one more time. For I do not understand my own actions. I am baffled, bewildered. I do not practice or accomplish what I wish, but I do the very thing that I loathe, that which is moral, which my moral instinct condemns. Now, Paul's talking about, he's talking about that war again. I want to do the right thing. I'm a Christian. There's a desire in me to do the right thing. But that thing I want to do, I don't do. And that thing I don't want to do, that thing I want to stop, that thing I know is wrong, that I do. You ever feel that? You ever feel that contrariness, that contention, that battle? Paul felt the same thing. But you go on and he says, I run the race and I fought that. So therefore you keep reading. And you see how he overcame that, because he's talking about the man he was. And we know the man he became. Amen. Paul didn't die saying, oh, I wish I would have done right. You know, it's so hard serving God. Those things I want to do. That was in the beginning. That was not the Paul that says, I've run my race. I've finished my course. That's not the Paul who said you got to put the body under. That's not the Paul who learned if you walk after the spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because it's the lust of the flesh that's doing those contrary things. Now, that's that desire that's on the inside of us to prevent the increase. Preventing us letting Jesus live through is the flesh. That is what preventing. That is where I, me, talking primarily about your flesh in that sense, not the real spirit man. But that's where Jesus is stopped from increasing.
Today's message has been part one of the two-part series titled, He Must Increase.
So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by R.W. Plumbing.